The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. I worked in restaurants for a big portion of my life, and good golly, there's food that we end up throwing away. Maybe it was prepared food, it was some extra salad. The food is all good. Now, we always wish that there was a place where you could connect perishable food from local places to local nonprofits that actually feed people who are hungry. And that exists. It's called Saving Grace Perishable Food Resource. And Beth Ostick-Smith is the CEO, president, and founder of that organization.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you, Mike.
How did you come to start this?
Well, we have become somewhat of a throwaway society, including myself. But I also noticed how much food was being wasted. And I saw an organization similar to this down in Arizona. So I kept visiting here in town to see if anyone was doing this. And no one was capturing all this extra food. Did you know that up to 30 to 40% of food that's produced ends up in our landfill?
Oh, my gosh.
Turning into methane gas. When we have all these people that are hungry, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It seems so simple, and yet really the impact is absolutely extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. And at the beginning, I think you said we're not a resource, but we are a rescue. So we're a perishable food rescue. So that's what makes us unique. We have a lot of great organizations here in town, including that we have a great food bank. What we do is unique because we're not purchasing any food. And to be honest, we're over 6.6 million pounds of food that we've redistributed since we began operations 8 years ago. And a lot of that was just one refrigerated truck. We now have 5 refrigerated vehicles and 5 drivers. And we use professional drivers with food handling license because we do get both fresh and, as you were saying, prepared food from a lot of caterers, restaurants, event centers. We're basically a distribution and logistics operation because we use those refrigerated trucks to distribute it, but we need to take it to the right place because if you take it to places that can't use it, then it's being thrown away anyway. So we started with 3 food donors and we were taken to 3 pantries, and now we have over 71 donor locations and we're taking it to 42 agency partner sites, and we're taking the right food to the right place.
What a fantastic idea, and the opportunity for folks who need a good hot meal end up getting a great, nutritious, delicious, restaurant-quality meal just because your group logistically made that happen. That's got to be incredibly fulfilling.
It is, and you know, Mike, when I'm saying those 42 partner sites, you know, each one of those nonprofits, they're from pantries, shelters, after-school programs, senior centers. Even One World Health opened up a pantry so they could give good, healthy food to their clients once they heard about the good, healthy food that we're collecting. They're all doing wonderful, wonderful work in this community, and that we can help provide the healthy food that they don't have to go out and source as much or pay for it because we take it to them free of charge. So we have great partners on both ends. That's why our drivers, they not only have a food handling license, but they build, we call them our route drivers / food ambassadors, because they're building relationships with both our food donors and with our food recipients. That's very special. I think any successful program, it's about the people.
November 18th is the 3rd annual Omaha Hunger Experience in conjunction with the Stevens Center. Can you tell us about that briefly?
Sure. So this is a national program that we saw happening a few years ago, and our good partners at Stevens Center, we do distribute food to them as well. And it was an in-person event 2 years ago, and then last year we switched it up with the pandemic, and it's a drive-through, and it works so slick and so nice that we have continued it that way. So basically, the participants, if you purchase gourmet take-home meal, one of our food donors, Attitude on Foods, creates beautiful food selections. It's a meal for 4 with dessert that you take home, you drive through, and you take it home, heat and serve. And you'll also get a low-cost sack supper that's typical of someone experienced food insecurity. And then you also get activity cards that you can do this activity to bring awareness with the group that you're sitting with, whether it's your family, whether it's friends. and you can learn about homelessness and hunger during this activity. And depending how high you score, whether you get the gourmet meal or you have the other meal, like homeless people have. We're really looking forward to it. You drive through at American National Bank. They are our sponsoring agent for this, and their team all come out and help with the distribution. Plus, if you bring a ham or a turkey, we'll put it in the Stevens Center refrigerated truck for their clients, and you will get an apron of Omaha Hunger Experience apron.
A little fun fact for you here, $50 actually helps feed 250 people when dealing with Saving Grace Perishable Food Rescue. The website is savinggracefoodrescue.org. She is Beth Ostick-Smith. She's the CEO, president, and founder, and has been my guest today on Live and Local. Beth, great work you're doing out there. Thank you so much for that, and thanks for being a guest today.
Oh, my pleasure, Mike. Take care.